With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And we go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We are joined by Cleveland.com's Mary Kay Cabot. Mary Kay, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So you have put on Cleveland.com that George Payton could be hired as the Browns GM as early as this week. What is the latest that you're hearing in regards to George Payton?
Well, shortly after that, I updated my report to say that he is coming back here for a second interview in a couple weeks. A source told me that. So he will be coming, not in a couple weeks, he will be coming back here within a couple days for that interview. And if all goes well and both sides decide that they want to make this thing happen, he will soon become the general manager of the Cleveland Browns.
Mary Kay, what is Payton's relationship like with Stefanski?
It's great. They worked together for 13 years in Minnesota. They really want to work together again. Now, having said that, Kevin Stefanski really likes Andrew Berry as well, but they don't have a history together. Kevin Stefanski and George Payton have a long, long history together. They have taken teams to the playoffs 6 times together, 2 NFC championship games. So they, you know, they speak the same language. It almost, the way that Chris Spielman described it to me today is that it would be kind of like a John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan scenario. That's what everyone's going for. Just that, just 2 heads together, like-mindedness, and really getting this thing rolling.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like if they can mirror that, obviously they'll be in good shape. But I question with George Payton, somebody that gets brought up every single year, is now just the time because he's familiar with someone in Kevin Stefanski?
Absolutely, 100%. The situation has to be right for a guy like to want to leave the situation that he's in. I think the major reason, the main reason he is even considering this is for that opportunity to come here and work with Kevin Stefanski. He's turned down a lot of opportunities. He's turned down numerous chances to interview the Jets, one-time Dolphins. He did interview for the Colts job. He did interview for the 49ers job. But who knows if he would have even taken those. I believe he will take this one if it's offered to him.
Mary Kay, how did the interview process go with Andrew Berry? Have you heard anything in regards to that?
Well, the interview process with Andrew Berry, would go very well, I would think, because, once again, he got to know Kevin Stefanski during the coaching search last year. Those guys hit it off. They have remained in touch, and they really like each other. They've talked about working together, and they wanted to work together last year. Andrew Berry and Paul DePodesta wanted to hire Kevin Stefanski, so that's the history there. So the interview went well, but obviously nothing had been decided. They still had to talk to 2 other candidates at that point, or 1 other candidate, depending on how the order went. We do know that Andrew and Monty Osifort, the Patriots, came in on Friday. And on Saturday, that's when George Payton came in. So Andrew, I believe, is at the Senior Bowl or going to the Senior Bowl this week. George Payton is not going to the Senior Bowl, which I also think is significant. He's coming here to Berea to interview again.
It's interesting to me, how he's staying away from the Senior Bowl. It seems like all the ducks are in a row. Is this second interview just them going through the motions, finding out what exactly he wants? Because from the outside looking in, Mary Kay, it seems like this is a slam dunk.
Well, these things are never a slam dunk until the person is signed, sealed, and delivered. Mm-hmm. So I think he will come with a fresh set of questions in his second interview. A lot of times, it's a two-way street. These guys have to know that it's a fit for them. You have to know that you want them. So I think they will go over a lot of different things, cover a lot of ground. He would have final say over the roster, which I think, that's a great thing for a GM to have and something that they all really want. So I think, that will really, really help sell it to him. But I think, again, it's a two-way street. They have to sell each other to the opposite side.
Mary Kay Cabot is with us. Mary Kay, I know you're staying in Cleveland this week. I'm down here in Mobile. What's the latest on some of these the coaching search? You know, for DC and OC and some of the position coaches as well, and maybe some of the staffers that were going to be let go or be retained.
Well, I think most of the existing staff is going to leave. I mean, if you're going to have guys like Adam Henry, who is so close to Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry, leave this coaching staff, then I think most of the guys are probably going to end up leaving. The only one that I know for sure that is staying is Mike Prefer. I've been told Mike Prefer is being retained as the special teams coordinator. Other than that, I think mostly everyone is gone. If they're not out the door yet, it's pretty close for most of them. We haven't heard anything super definitive yet on a few of the guys. I haven't heard yet about, Dwayne Walker. You know, there's a few guys that, we haven't heard that they're actually out the door or they've been told they're out the door yet. So there's still a few names that we have to kind of hear or check in on. But Kevin is kind of wiping the slate clean and starting fresh on offense and defense.
Baker was spotted out this past weekend at the Vegas fight with McGregor versus Cowboy. I don't know what side of Fat Baker versus Fit Baker you side on. I don't, it doesn't really matter to me because I think counting calories like he's a contestant on The Biggest Loser is a weird thing for us to do. But here we are doing it. Have you heard anything from him at all about Kevin Stefanski or how his role fits or whether or not he even enjoys and is happy with the hire?
You know what? I've heard that he is on board and really excited about it, and Kevin Stefanski actually told us that he has talked to Baker. I asked him if he's been well received by Baker and Odell and Jarvis, and he feels like he really has. But I've heard from others that Baker is looking forward to this and sees what Kevin Stefanski has been able to do with other quarterbacks such as Case Keenum, such as Kirk Cousins, and I think that, all you really have to do is look at the Kyle Shanahan offense right now, know that that's the offense that really will be run here, and see what it can do for quarterbacks. So I think he's getting excited about it.
Mary Kay Cabot is with us. Mary Kay, Odell Beckham Jr. was acting a fool at the national championship game, clearly. do the Browns have any comment on that? Are they okay with that? And has Odell basically said anything in regards to his behavior in New Orleans?
Not yet. I've been trying to kind of reach out a little bit, but right now he's remained quiet. He's mum on everything so far, and that's probably a good strategy for him. Let it cool down a little bit before he starts to say anything about that. But the Browns, I think, they probably looked at the locker room incident, maybe in the same way that the DA, that the prosecutor in New Orleans did, that it was silly. Mm-hmm. And, everybody just kind of quickly moved to get this thing dropped. It was not a good look. The optics were not good, but I don't think anyone took it too, too seriously. I don't think anyone really felt he had malicious intent and trying to assault the guy or anything like that. So I don't think the Browns are taking it too, too seriously. I don't think the league is either, but it's something everyone is aware of, and I'm sure he will be talked to.
Mary Kay, when you watched Championship Sunday yesterday, what do you think the biggest difference is between teams like the Chiefs and the 49ers and where the Browns currently are?
Well, I do like the fact that, these teams are running the ball a lot. They're doing a lot of play action, a lot of things that you saw the 49ers do. You're going to see the Browns do a lot of those sorts of things. But, a lot of it, not all of it, but in the case of the Chiefs, it comes down to, with him, it's Patrick Mahomes. So you get there how you can get there. And you play to the strengths of your football team. You have really, really good coaching, really smart people on your staff that design great schemes for the people that you have on your football team. And I think that's going to happen here. I think that unlike last season, I think these guys are going to really build around the running game with Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb. I think that Baker Mayfield, in the same way that Jimmy Garoppolo feels, that the running game will kind of make him shine, and it will really help him. They're going to disguise the run in the pass the way the 49ers do, so teams aren't going to know what you're doing until it's almost too late. And there are so many things that will make this be good for Baker Mayfield and should restore him to his number one overall status.
Mary Kay, is Baker Mayfield out of shape? I mean, he looks so much different than when he was drafted.
Well, you know, the pictures would seem to indicate that he needs to get back at it a little bit. But I will say that I'm sure that Kevin Stefanski, when he talks about having a plan for every single guy, when they, you know, either now or whenever he can give them the plan, they are going to have, they're going to know how much their body fat should be. They'll know how much they're supposed to weigh. They'll know exactly what their weight room responsibilities are going to be, and all of those kinds of things. He's meticulously organized from everyone that I've talked to, and he's going to make sure that everyone is doing exactly what they need to do, including Baker Mayfield. So whatever, you know, I've said this before, if he had a few too many Christmas cookies like the rest of us did, I'm sure that's not going to be a problem in short order.
Yeah. It's interesting just thinking about whether or not he's going to have the same amount of off-season workload as he did last year. Is there any hint that way? Because I see the Progressive commercials during the games yesterday, and I see they say to be continued, and I don't know. If I'm Baker Mayfield, listen, in the same block of commercials, I saw Patrick Mahomes commercials, and it didn't bother him in the slightest bit. But do you think Baker kind of dials that back? Because he's got to understand his image takes a little bit of a hit when this last off-season all he was doing was commercial after commercial.
Well, I think he's going to work really, really hard this offseason. I think he recognizes that he needs to take it up a notch, and he's basically said that. And I don't think work ethic has ever been a problem with Baker Mayfield, but I think he now knows that, you know, there's a certain level that you need to get to when you're the quarterback of the football team, and I think he will get there. And I think Kevin Stefanski will help him get there. And whoever else comes in here as quarterback's coach or whatever, however else they break it down, I think he's going to have the discipline and the guidance that he was lacking last year. Remember Baker talking, there were three different times where he talked about, hey, we just weren't really, we were wasting time in OTAs. Well, guess what? They're not going to be wasting any time in OTAs this year. And it will be very efficient. I'm sure most guys will be there. And when they get to training camp, they will build off of what they did in OTAs.
Cleveland, as you always do, great work, and appreciate you giving us a couple minutes.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. It's Mary Kay Cabot on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.